Siobhan, no duh. But we found an entire bag of beets in the collection closet. They must have come from you. Heather, a neighbor gave them to me. They're beets. People eat them. What's the problem? The rest of the Marthas sigh on cue. Apparently, beets are not good enough. Real Marthas only collect food that they like to eat, like cranberry sauce, dolphin-safe tuna, or baby peas. I can see Heather dig her nails into her palms under the table. The peanut butter molds to the roof of my mouth like a retainer. Siobhan, that's not all. Your numbers are abysmal.
Siobhan says that Heather's numbers are abysmal. I'm not exactly sure what abysmal means, but judging by the fact that Siobhan and the Marthas seem so annoyed with Heather, abysmal definitely doesn't mean good. It seems to mean the opposite, in fact. I checked on this word, and sure enough, abysmal does describe something that is really, really bad. So Siobhan and the other Marthas are really taking this whole food drive seriously and are giving Heather a really hard time. Let's keep going. We are in the middle of page 89 where Heather says, "What numbers?"
Heather, what numbers? Siobhan, your can quota? You aren't carrying your weight. You aren't contributing. Heather, we've only been doing this for a week. I know I'll get more. It's not just the can quota. Your posters are ridiculous. My little brother could have done a better job. It's no wonder no one wants to help us. You've turned this project into a joke. Emily slides her tray across to Heather. Heather gets up without a word and clears it away. Traitor. She isn't going to stick up for my posters. The peanut butter in my mouth hardens.